Okay. So the Gemara is Kufahum and Be'ez M'sachem. It says like this. Amar Rav Brona Amar Rav. Okay, the Tibitav. Okay. Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadosh. Okay. So what does this mean? If you wash your hands, let's say Friday night, for instance, or Shabbos, doesn't really matter, but let's say Friday night. So Friday night, you go, and you before you make Kiddush, by accident, you wash. Okay? You wash for bread. So, and you realize, oh, forgot to make Kiddush. So the statement is, Rav's statement is, you can't make Kiddush. Can't make Kiddush now.
For the rest of the night you can make
Kiddush? Yeah. Wow. Okay, why not? And what do you do? Why not? And what else? What are you supposed to do? Skip Kiddush? Can't skip Kiddush. And what's the problem? Right? But that's his halach. So let's see, Rashi. We have Rashi and we have Rashbam on this again, okay? And Tosus. There's Ron also. It's, okay. One more. Not the other way, Kaddish. The Kiddusha mafsik bein Natila la'achila. Because the Kiddush will be a hefsik between the washing and the achila. Ve'habe ke'hesach adas. And it will be like hesach adas. You can get distracted. Ve'boi Natila achriti v'asa Kiddusha. So if you say Kiddush, then you're going to have to wash again. And it will render your first washing in the bracha like levatala. Right, so if you say Kiddush, it's going to be a hafsik between the washing and the eating, then you're going to have a problem. Right? Okay. So what are you supposed to do? We don't know. From Rashi, we don't know. What are you supposed to do?
Sounds like from Rashi, you just do it after.
Oh, after Kiddush, after you wash. I know, the only thing is, I don't know if you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush.
Oh,
right? And it's their matter to eat on Shabbos and say you make Kiddush. You can't exactly do that. So let's see. The Rashbam fills us in a little bit more. Okay. It says, not to do Yekadosh. Ella, rather, acha, acher, Yekadosh. Someone else should make Kiddush. Vehu, yotza, yedei chovaso, b'shmiya, v'shasiya. And you'll be Yotzei from somebody else through listening and drinking. The Ein Kan Hesach Adas. It's not Hesach Adas. Me'achar Shehu Atzmo Einu Mavarech. Because you yourself are not making being to say Kiddush. Saying the Bracha. Aval Hu Atzmo Lo Yikadosh Enot Yadav. Right? You yourself should not make Kiddush if you already washed. Kiddush yochal al smach netil dafnei Kiddush. That you will eat on the reliance upon the Kiddush, the netila you did before Kiddush. The Kiddush mafsik ben til achila. Because the Kiddush is going to be mafsik. It's going to be like a hesach adas. We buy netila achritil. Basar kiddusha. And then you're going to need another netila after Kiddush. To take up from netila sidayim sudah. Because it has to be immediate. It's a Gemara in Brachos. And he says, immediate, you need immediacy between the Tils Daim and the Suda. Right? Okay. Right. One second. Okay. Let's keep reading the Rashi, but so Bishvil Kiddush lo boy netila. And you don't say that you then Kiddush needs a netila. You don't need to say that before Kiddush. Because that's halacha, is that a person who washes for fruits and Kiddush, grape juice, is like fruits, is like it's like arrogance. We don't do that. Apparently, if a guy says that he's at a level that he even washes for fruits, that's like, for whatever reason, that's arrogance. You don't do that. Okay? So you don't. So that's why somehow that's relevant. But he's saying is, you can't say that my washing will also go on Kiddush, because there's no such thing as washing on Kiddush. Okay, v'ha k'mash mamda netila shofnei Kiddush ina olala. The netila you do before Kiddush won't work for you. L'fikach yikadosh tchila. So you have to make Kiddush first. V'achach not zayalav. That's why in general we first make Kiddush and then we wash. Right? And then you wash. The kolsh again, no deliyot of lo yavdil. Certainly, if you wash, you should make havdalah. You can't, let's say on Saturday night, you want to eat. So if you wash, you can't then make havdalah and then eat. Deha afilu kiddush to be makom suda, because even kiddush, which is kiddush, which is makom suda, v'ikol l'neimar d'laikos hachadas. And you may think that kiddush is not considered hachadas somehow because kiddush is a place of suda. Afilu ochi no yachol ismoch al natilo l'fnei kiddush. You can't rely on the natilah you do before Kiddush. Okay. I'll paraphrase after. Let's just finish up. Hod dekamer not al yikadesh v'lo omer mekadesh v'chozer notel yadav. Right, the fact that it says that you shouldn't make Kiddush as opposed to saying is, look, just make Kiddush and then wash again. Why not just do that? Wash again afterwards. He says, hainu mishun de lo b'inu natilah sidayim treisim, because you don't need two natilah sidayims. Because it's going to turn out that the first one or one of them is going to be Baruch HaTala. You can't have two washings. Therefore, you shouldn't make the Kiddush, but your friend should do it for you. Okay? So basically he's saying that if you wash, and this we have to understand, but he's saying if you wash and then you were to make Kiddush in between the washing and the eating bread, that would be considered like Hasach Hadas, a distraction, taking your mind off of the Kiddush. And the off the washing. The washing has to be immediately close to the Suda. And you can't do that. It would be Hasach. So rather, what do you have to do? You have to just listen to someone else's Kiddush and drink. So why isn't that Hasach? And that's our first question.
Why is not listening
to someone else? Yeah, why isn't listening and drinking or hafsa hadas? I mean, hafsa hadas means because you're like distracted, it's a distraction. Right? So why don't you say that's considered hafsa hadas? You drink his wine. I mean, it seems from here the Rashbam holds that you have to drink, right? Seems so. But she says that. Right. I mean, it sounds like he holds. I mean, it's not a question whether you have to drink or not, but it sounds like he holds you have to drink also. Right? Okay, so whatever. But he holds that's not going to be Hasar Hadas. Right? I mean, is Kiddush Hasar Hadas or not? What's the difference if you're saying it or if you're listening to it? Yeah. Okay, good. So Sammy's saying good. I think it's that, I mean, this is a matter of pshat, but I think the saying is that the Hasar Hadas means that the person's mind, he takes his mind off of the Natilah Sidayim. And the saying is that what takes a person's mind off of it is a certain like involvement in something, another activity, right? So if you start saying Kiddush, so you have to like find the right words, pronounce them, like there's a certain involvement of a person when he has to speak, to be involved in formulating and enunciating the Kiddush, as opposed to if you're hearing Kiddush, you're listening to Kiddush. So it's true you need Kavanah to be Yotzei, but it's like a passive type of a thing. When drinking also. Drinking doesn't involve your mind. See, drinking, I think, is a big deal because it doesn't involve your mind. It's just like a physical and mechanical activity. So you could still be thinking while you're, like a person can think while they're eating. So that's fine. And the passive, listening to Kiddush, you're just listening and you don't say you have a mind. But like involving yourself in formulating and saying the Kiddush is like it involves your mind and your action. It's just that type of a thing is already. The Gemara is holding, or I was holding, is too much a removal from the Gavra becomes involved in Kiddush. It's like it's Askus. He's Osik in Kiddush. And this takes him away from the Natilas Yadayim, such that you can't say he's attaching his Natilas Yadayim to his Suda. No, he washed, he became busy. He became busy with something else. And then he goes and starts eating. So now there's a break in the tziruf, and the attachment between the kiddush and the washing and the meal. That's not good. But the fact, if you just yotzei, it's not the kiyum of kiddush isn't the problem. It's the hisaskus, the involvement in something else. And saying kiddush is an involvement. That's what it does. Listening and drinking is not. That's Rav Salacha. Okay? Okay, so far so good? It seems like it's a personal distraction, yeah, that you're supposed to be when you wash, So it seems to be it's an objectification of a Hesed Hadas. I mean, I don't know if it goes by each person in his mind, but the idea is that he's supposed to be moving right from the washing to the meal and not to be get involved in something else. So it means in his mind, you're getting involved in something else when you start doing Kiddush. Right. It's like you need the washing and the eating to be like one continuous activity. You wash and you eat. It's like one continuous involvement. And once the person is engaged, takes his mind off of the washing, is engaged in something else, so now you can no longer create that the continuous involvement of washing and eating. That's a good question. Okay, so same reason, why does it say ke hasachadas? It should say it's a hasachadas. Why does it mean like a hasachadas? I mean, it does say de'in kan hesachadas at one point, right? Kind of goes by have a ke hesachadas. Could just mean is like, even if you say that, I'm telling you, I could focus. It's like objectively, the involvement in other activities defined as a hesachadas. Like, even if you somehow hold it in the back of your mind and somehow say that, while you're saying Kiddush, you're thinking about that, it just, like, objectively, the involvement in another activity is defined as Hesed Hadas. So, like, Hesed Hadas would mean if a mamish guy washes and just spaces out, totally forgets about washing, sits there, doesn't do anything, just totally, like, is, just says, I'm done with it, I'm not going to eat. That's a real Hesed Hadas. But here, it's like he's not doing that, he's just saying Kiddush. But that's objectively defined as Hesed. So it's like the real Hesed Hadas is where the guy in his mind just mamish forgets about washing, changes his mind, says, that's it, I'm done. I'm not washing, I'm not eating anymore. Here, it's like that because he's moved on to some other activity. So even though he hasn't actually said, I'm not going to eat, but it's like he's doing that because he's taking on another involvement. Yeah, right. So that's Rav Ronah Salacha. Rav Salacha, they treat that the same thing. So, fine. So now the thing is, now there's another point in the Rashbam, which we didn't take on, okay, further, is that he says, what about Havdalah? Would the same thing apply by Havdalah? Let's say you want to eat, and you wash right before Havdalah, and then you realize, oops, I didn't make Havdalah. And let's say Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah, so the same case. So he says, that's Pasha. Pashat, that's a problem. Okay, this is a bigger Kiddush, because you might think, since Kiddush and Makam Suda and Kiddush and Makam Suda, that your Kiddush has to be in the same location as your Suda. So therefore, you might think it's not considered Hesed Hadas. Kamash Malon, no, doesn't matter. Still is Hesed Hadas. It still is Hesed Hadas. So maybe we could define that. Yeah, right. Right. The Havamina, why it would be that you'd say Kiddush isn't considered Hesed Hadas? Because Kiddush Makom Suda. I mean, what does Kiddush Makom Suda have to do with it? Kiddush Makom Suda means that you can't just make Kiddush in one place and eat your Suda in a different place. Okay, but whatever. So what does that have to do with us? Right, the problem is what does saying Kiddush Makom Suda have anything to do with us? Why would that... The more is Rashi, the problem saying is, I might think since saying Kiddush Makom Suda, therefore it's not a problem of Hesed Hadas. So our problem is, what does that have anything to do with this? The point is, you're involved in saying Kiddush. Who cares that Kiddush has to be in the same place as Suda? So I'm asking is, in order to answer that question, what should we do? Right. I think we have to at least have a basic understanding of the halacha of being Kiddush of Makam Suda. I mean, we don't have to do the whole sugya, but at least to have, like, what's the simplest definition of that halacha of being Kiddush of Makam Suda? Once we have some understanding of it, then maybe we could... see how that would affect it here. But as far as we're concerned now, it's just like just a halacha. By the way, Kiddush has to be in the same place as Suda. What's that? What's the idea of that? It's a rule, but what's the concept? Once we have a concept, maybe we'll be able to see why that should matter here. Okay, fine. So it's the first step. Good. So apparently, Kiddush is, what's Kiddush? Kiddush is the Mekadesh Yom, expressing Shabbat about the day. Right? It's a special day. And then, after you do Kiddush, now you could eat your meal, you see the Shabbos. But it's not just a matter of first you have to say Shabbat Yom and then you eat your meal. But it has to be together in the same place. So same you say, it's qualifying the meal. And how does it qualify the meal? Why are you saying it's in the same place? Okay. Can we say one step further than that? Qualify. So just to say one more thing, maybe you're already saying it, but it's you're saying it qualifies the meal. It's like you begin your meal with Kiddush. It's like the Haskalah Seuda is, it's not an ordinary Seuda. So you don't just, it's not just time you have to make Kiddush, but your Seuda Shabbos begins with Kiddush. So that's why it's being in the same place. You can't make Kiddush and then go have your meal somewhere else. Then you have two separate things. But it qualifies, it means is that halachically it becomes a part of the meal. The Seuda Shabbos, and this is what you think about it, right? Your Seuda Shabbos begins. The first step is your Yayin. That's like sets the stage as a Yom Kadosh, and then the meal begins. So halachically, it becomes Mitzuraf to the meal, right? So it becomes like part of, it's Mitzuraf to the Seuda Shabbos. It's like the beginning. You begin your Seuda Shabbos with Kiddush, and on the heels of your Kiddush, where you said this is a special day, now you have your Seuda Shabbos. So it's like it introduces the Seuda Shabbos and halachically becomes like a component of the extended entity called, which we call Seuda Shabbos, right? Right. So it's in the makom. If you want it to be an extension or haskalah of the Seuda, that's being the same makom. Otherwise, it's not going to be. If it's just a matir, if it were just a matir, like by Havdalah, it is a din of a matir. So in order to what allows you to eat. Is that you make it Abdallah. Okay, fine. So you make it Abdallah, but it's not part of your Saturday night meal. Your Saturday meal is a separate thing, and Saturday meal doesn't do with it. But here, it's not just that in order to eat, you have to make Kiddush. But in Kiddush Makom Seuda, it's one, it's like becomes one continuous activity. You make Kaddish the Yom, and then you begin the activity of the. So the question is, does that help us? I mean, obviously, it's a sugya in case we're welcome to that, but let's just take that as a given, you know, it's a basic idea. So does that help us? So what the Rashbam is saying is that since you're saying Kiddush El Makom Seuda, so I might say that that's not a hafsek, and that you washed. So now I might say that you have a right to make Kiddush, and then to eat your bread. I might say it's not considered a hafsek. Kamashmalan, it is. Why would I think it's not a hafsek? Oh, because Yen Kiddush El Makom Seuda. So what? Yeah, okay. So I think what Sammy and Mark are saying, maybe I'm going to say it a little different, I'm not sure, but I think we're all in the same direction here, is that the Seuda, it's so the Hamina is just so smooth. I mean, before we get to the Hamina, it's kind of, but the Hamina is saying, oh, so since you see in Kitzvah Makom Seuda, so you see that the Kiddush is really part of the Seuda Shabbos. It's like the introduction to the Halachic and the Seuda Shabbos. So you might say, that's not a Hesach Hadas. You washed, so you have to be Mitzarev then Tilsidayim to the Seuda. But this is like a component of the Halachic Seuda, of the Seuda Shabbos. So therefore, you don't say my Kiddush is a hafsek. Havdalah, yeah, Havdalah has nothing to do with my meal. Havdalah is a totally separate thing. But Kiddush is really the first step of my Seuda Shabbos. So I washed. And now I'm not start doing something extraneous. I'm just doing Kiddush, but Kiddush is the beginning of my Seuda Shabbos. Right? But Kamash Shvalon, it's true, it's like the halachic entity of Seuda Shabbos begins with Kiddush. But it's not actually part of the Seuda itself. Like, there's a Seuda vis-a-vis, like, the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos and Shalom Shodas and all that. But then there's, like, a Seuda as, like, an entity of Zan, which fills you up. And it's like, I don't do a Shabbos. I mean, a meal is a meal. And washing and Tilas Yedayim is not a Shabbos halacha. It's a universal halacha of a week long. It's the same exact halacha, is that you have to make Tilas Yedayim samach to your meal. So what it's saying is that it doesn't matter if it's samach to the halachic same Seuda Shabbos, but the din of the tziruf of Netilas Yedayim to the Seuda has to be to the lachem, to the kviya Seuda itself proper, not to the halachically extended Seuda of Seuda Shabbos. That's what I was teaching you. Don't think the fact that it's true that it's a halachic extension of Seuda Shabbos doesn't register in the framework of Netilas Yedayim, which demands take it from Netilas Yedayim Seuda. Netilas Yedayim Seuda is a din of pas. Tilas Yedayim is a halacha. When you eat pas, you're chayav to have Tilas Yedayim. not wine. You don't have a tizna on wine. So that's what he even brings up. There's no tizna on peros. So insofar as the brachos, hilchos brachos, and that's concerned, so yain has absolutely nothing at all to do with tizna. It's a totally extraneous thing. So what am I doing? I'm saying, I'm washing my hands, and then I'm starting involving myself in wine. So the wine's extraneous to my meal. It's a totally separate thing. So the thing is, since this is a halacha of in Hilchas Brachos, and Hilchas Ntilas Yadayim, the fact that it happens to be a Suda Shabbos, and it's halachically like an extension of the Suda, the Haschala halachically of Suda Shabbos, is not sufficient to break the Hesach Hadas in the framework of Hilchas Ntilas Yadayim. Right? That's Chiddush. But when it comes to Havdalah, there's no such Chiddush as Pasha that Havdalah would be Hesach Hadas, because there's nothing at all to do with the Suda of Saturday night. Okay, so that's Rav's halacha. So now it's like this. Amar luhu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa akati lo nach nafshe de Rav. Rav didn't even die. Shechachtinu l'shmaitzai? And now we're already forgetting his halachos? It's like what he's saying. It's like, oh, Rav, you're telling me Rav said this thing, but I'm telling you, I have a different experience. Rav, this hasn't been a long, long time since anyone saw Rav. I'll tell you what Rav does. How are we quoting Rav as saying this? Zimnin Sagian, many times, have a kamina kamed to Rav. I was in front of a Rav. Zimnin de chaviva le rifta. Many times where he loved bread, where he's in the mood for bread. Mikadesh rifta. You'd make a kadesh on bread. Zimnin de chaviva le chamra. There are many times where he was in the mood, he wanted bread with wine, he'd make Kiddush on wine. So Rav himself sometimes would make Kiddush on bread, and sometimes would make Kiddush on wine, depending on his mood. Okay, so on the surface, what does that have to do with this? Right? What does that have to do with this? We're talking about where a guy is making Kiddush on wine. And now he first washes by accident. So now the question is that the wine will be a hefsek between the washing and the meal. So what is the fact that sometimes Rav makes Haman Tils Nai and makes Kiddush on bread have anything to do with it? How does that help? Right? So let's look at Rashi. Okay, so he says, the Chaviv Alei Rifta, Rashi. Shayarav Mikadesh Rifta, when he was hungry, he would make Kiddush on bread. Alma, what do you say? Loboy Natila Khriti. You don't need another Natila. Elameikara Mashiva Achil Nama de Kiddusha. So therefore all you have to do is just wash your hands and eat the bread for Kiddush. Right, so what's he saying? Right, in this case. Right, it sounds from Rashi that he's saying is, I'll tell you, I have an easy solution. What's your problem? You washed first, right? You washed. Now you're worried if you make Kiddush and drink wine, that's going to be Hesach Hadas, and now you're going to have a problem, you have to wash again. So I know what, just do Kiddush on bread. Right? What did Rav do when he made Kiddush on bread? What did he do, make Kiddush, then went and washed, and then ate the bread? He didn't do that. So apparently you have to say what he did is he washed and then he made Kiddush on bread. Right? So just do that. So what are you worried about? In other words, what's the problem? Is he already washed? So this week will be one of those weeks where you make Kiddush on bread. How could it be that you're telling me, Rav, hell, you really got problems? There's no problem here. Just make Kiddush on bread. Right? Rav did that. Right? Aye, but I'll tell you. So it begs the question. How did he make Kiddush on bread? Why don't you say that when you're washing, then you're going to have to begin your meal, and how do you make Kiddush? Right? So how did that work? Why does it work? Right. You're right. Okay, good. So I think Mark says good. Is that the simple way to learn here is that you're making Kiddush on bread. So it's like an extended hamotzi, so to speak. Right? It's like you're making you wash your hands and then you're eating your bread. But how do you eat your bread? Your bread, that's Kiddush. Like, no one's going to say that if you say, let's say we make Kiddush, right? I say, right? You're not going to say, my is a hefsek between my and my drinking of my wine, because that's all part of is one Seder Brachos. I'm making my Hagafen and my Kaddish Shabbos all on my coast. So if I have bread, I wash my hands. Now it's like an extended hamotzi. So I make hamotzi lachem in ha'aretz. I shake your son rotzavanu. What are you going to say? The kiddush is a hafsek between my tizdaim. That's all the way which I'm eating my bread. Because I have to wash and then eat my bread. Now I have to eat my bread. I say hamotzi. Hamotzi isn't a hafsek. Because hamotzi is the brach on the bread. So if I'm making kiddush on my bread, it's like an extended brach on the bread. So therefore, that's not going to be a hafsek. That can't be hafsek. See, if I wash, and then I'm going to make kiddush on yayin, and then I'm going to say hamotzi afterwards, so then the yayin, the kiddush, is all totally nothing at all to do with the washing, nothing to do with hamotzi. But if you make kiddush on the bread, that's not a hafsek. You see, he used to do that every week. So apparently you say, because that's part of the hamotzi. So that's all one long kiddush. So why doesn't, what's Rav's halacha, that once you wash, you got problems with Kiddush, just convert into Kiddush on bread? Right? Okay, good. So what's the one thing which is a little funny about learning this way? Something bothering you, is there anything which bothers you about this learning it this way? That again, he's saying is, what Rav's the problem is, Rav Yitzchak's problem is that Rav, you says, that when he was hungry and he was in the mood for bread, he'd make kiddush on bread. When he was in the mood for wine, he'd make kiddush on wine.
I mean, it doesn't really speak to kiddush per se. It's a circumstantial thing. You would want a more universal.
Yes.
Universal clarity.
Yeah, but still, isn't it a good question? He's saying his bottom line is Rav would make kiddush on bread. So therefore, what's your problem here that you wash? Just make kiddush on bread. Right. That's the most kasha. What I'm saying is, what's the problem with learning the Gemara's Kasha that way?
Sounds like you can't just do it whenever you want.
Right. It's not so simple. If I would have just learned the Gemara, it says, what does it say? It says that if, when he was hungry, he'd make Kiddush on bread. When he was thirsty, he'd make Kiddush on wine. But does that just mean whatever goes, goes?
It doesn't really show that Kiddush
is
not a... It doesn't show that it was...
Well, it doesn't show. There's two ways to learn that. Let's just say this. One way to learn it is that he holds, what's the halacha of Kiddush? Kiddush could be on either bread or wine. That's one way to learn. How do you decide? I don't know. He decided what he was in the mood for. But essentially, it means whatever you want. It's a fair game. So then, in this instance, if you washed already by accident, so just do it on bread, right? But you could have learned that the halacha is no. Kiddush was set up alayayin. That's the fact, is the kiddush is set up on yayin. Just Rav held that if you're really hungry, so then you have a right to not make it on yayin, but to make it on bread. But that's if you're really hungry. That doesn't mean, but here the guy's not really hungry. Here the guy really was going to make kiddush on yayin.
Yep.
Now he just decides because of this hefsek problem that he's going to switch. I mean, you see that, my point is more just, you see that Rashi's learning That's not pshat. Pshat is basically either one is legitimate. You can make it on either one, and it's true. He did it based on how he was hungry, because whatever. How did Rav decide? So he decided based on what he's in the mood for. But essentially, halachically, even though the guy was planning on doing kiddush on yayin, which means he's thirsty, he's not hungry. He's thirsty. He was going to do it on yayin. It's just the fact that he washed by accident. Then that's it. So you have a right to switch. And therefore, he's saying, that's what the Gemara is asking, what's Rav's problem? But we'll see tomorrow that the Rashbam learns this question differently. Okay? So we'll keep it on. So you can look, if you want to look at it, it's the Rashbam, the Chaviv Eli Rifta. Okay? Oh, 1 second. But it's also, we should look into this thing. I'd like to consider this whole halacha that Kiddush could be on either one. It's interesting. And what's halacha of kiddush? You have choices? I mean, it's not an ordinary type of thing. Halacha. Yeah, right. It seems like it's halachila. Like, is it halachila on wine? And if so, what's this idea? Halachila, they set up wine, but if you're really hungry, you can do it on bread? Like, what's the sense of that? And that's kind of gets to what you were bringing up. Like, what's the sense of having this other option of allowing bread? You know, maybe you